Welcome to the Money Tips No One Told You podcast. I'm Heather with First Pioneers Federal Credit Union, and I'll be your host. At First Pioneers, we're dedicated to caring for our members' financial needs with heart, and that means providing more than just financial services. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial destiny through knowledge and understanding. This podcast is all about guiding our listeners toward a brighter financial future. So get ready to embark on a journey towards financial well-being, because at First Pioneers, we believe that when our members are financially successful, we all succeed. Stay tuned for a wealth of knowledge and inspiration. Okay, you guys, show of hands. Who else cannot believe that it is already April? I mean, I don't think it's just me, but I couldn't believe when I looked at the calendar and realized that it was already April, and that the year seemed to be going by so quickly. But it means that we are reaching springtime and the weather is absolutely stunning. And of course, everything is blooming, so it's just beautiful outside. And of course, at credit unions, we have something great to celebrate, because in the month of April, we actually celebrate youth. So I thought it'd be pretty fun to talk about things that would be beneficial to youth, to our young people, this month on the podcast. I'm actually pretty excited about this product that I want to spotlight this month too, because at First Pioneers, we actually recently introduced Explorer accounts, and those are savings and checking accounts that are for kids, basically 0 to 17. And I know I said 0. Maybe I'm the only one that thought 0 sounded a little odd, but you know, it's not. There are many people that really, as soon as a child is born, they'll go open a savings account for them. So that's what we mean by 0. So I guess it's really not odd at all, but to me it just sort of sounded a little odd, so I thought I might just explain what 0 meant. So what is so special about these accounts, you may ask? Well, actually quite a few things. There are a lot of great features and benefits on these accounts. I think the parents are really going to love them. I think the kids will too. So you know what, I'm going to dive right in. Let's start with the checking accounts. Even young children can open a checking account when it's an Explorer account. And I know there may be some of you that are wondering, why in the world would a younger child need a checking account? But you know, it can really be helpful. Okay, let's say for example, they are out with a friend and their family having dinner. Or maybe they're visiting a special place. Maybe they're on vacation with a friend. I see that happen a lot. And they want to buy souvenirs, or maybe a meal or a snack, or really just anything. And if they have this checking account, so they have this debit card, then they can do those things without having to have cash with them, which, you know, let's be honest, the more things like that that you carry, the more likely they are to perhaps get lost. So this really just makes it a lot easier for them to do these kinds of things. And look, no worries though, there are lots of controls and limits on these kinds of accounts. In fact, there are spending limits that we set here at the credit union. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to go through these kind of quickly, but just know that all of this information is on the website, and I'm going to put a link to that so that you can see all of these numbers. But I wanted to go over them with you. So for instance, for a debit card, kids up to 9 years old, they have a $200 spending limit a day on that card. Kids 10 to 14 have a $500 limit. And then the 15 to 17 year olds, they're going to have a $750 spending limit. Because you know that the older kids, they tend to be buying, you know, more expensive things. So they're going to have a higher limit there. And there's also a limit for the ATM withdrawals. For instance, this option is not available for kids up to 9. That's just often really not something that a kid that age is going to need. But then for the kids 10 to 14, they have a limit of $100 a day. And then for kids age 15 to 17, that limit's going to be $500 a day. So we have these controls in place to help make sure that spending can be limited and that you can watch what's being spent. A few other things to note that make this account fabulous. There are no account fees. Absolutely love this. You know, when kids are starting out learning about finances, it just makes it so much easier when they don't have to worry about, you know, what type of account it is and a lot of the things that adults look at when they're looking at a checking account. This one is just going to be really basic and there's not going to be all those fees to worry about. Now, of course, there is a guardian on this account, but the debit card that's issued is only issued in the child's name because, after all, it's the child that we want to learn and grow with this, so they will get their debit card. And also, there's no checks, so this is really just a debit card-based account, and there's also no bill pay or Zelle either. Those things tend to come later as you become an adult, right? One other thing, do y'all remember when we talked about remote deposit capture? That's where you deposit a check through your app, you know, your mobile app, and it deposits directly into your account. For these accounts, that is possible, but we're going to ask that you call us and then we will set that up for you. So now let's move on to the savings accounts and the great features for those. So for a new savings account, it's actually similar to a regular savings in that you only need a $5 deposit to open it. But you know what the really cool thing is? First Pioneers is actually going to pay that initial deposit for them to open this account. So it'll be super easy for them to get started. And of course, the next thing that I love about these accounts is that the rate on this Explorer account is significantly higher than a regular savings account for the first $3,000 that's in that account. So that's a really good amount to start to earn and with that higher interest rate. And of course, it's like other rates in that it may change from time to time, but it is still a great place to start. And like I said, it is going to be a lot higher. And of course, then that rate after the first $3,000, that's going to be the same as a regular savings rate is. But I mean, think about how quickly you can increase your account balance as you're getting started. So I think it's a really neat thing to help the kids just grow that savings quicker. Now, this part may be my favorite part. There are rewards given for savings benchmarks that are reached in the account. Plus, they get rewards for the grades that they earn. Okay, so let me explain. So students can bring their report card in. They bring it from, you know, the current cycle, and they're going to be awarded $5 for each A that they earn on their report card. So that's going to be deposited directly into their account. But it's not just for grades. So for kids up to 9 years old, if they deposit more than $5, they're going to get a token for our toy machine. If you come into the branch, you'll see it. It's in the lobby, and it's so fun. It's got toys that kids this age absolutely love. So, you know, they bring in $5 or more, and they're going to get a token, and they're going to get a toy of their very own. And then for kids 10 to 14, if they deposit $10 or more, we have a prize wheel and they get to spin the wheel. And of course, there's a variety of gifts on there, but it includes things like gift cards to local places that kids love. I think there's GameStop and some different restaurants and things. So, you know, some fun things for kids that age, of course. And then for the 15 to 17 year olds, the levels are a little different and they are cash rewards based on their balance. Because, you know, kids that age tend to be saving for bigger things. You know, often at that age, they're starting to have jobs and they're starting to save for cars and things like that. So this helps them put a little extra in that account. I'm going to go over these numbers quickly just so that y'all can get an idea. Again, it's on the website, which we'll put that link for. But I just want you to get an idea of what they can actually grow. So for a $250 balance, they'll get, we'll deposit $5 for them. And then when they reach $500 and $1,000 each, they'll get $10 deposited by us. At $1,500, they get $15. At $2,000, they get $20. There's a pattern here. Do y'all see it? At $2,500, they get $25. And then at $3,000, they get $30. And, you know, as we talked about, up to that $3,000, they're also getting that higher interest rate. So it's really just a lot of different ways that they can be rewarded and that they can also grow those balances. So like I said, this information is on the website. I'm going to put that link. It's under our accounts tab on the website. And of course, you can always come by one of the branches and we have some flyers that we can give you so that you can review it, or we can go over it with you to help you understand it. And of course, I'm sure you probably see that these accounts are, they're fairly basic, and that's just the perfect way to start teaching kids about finances. You know, they're going to do those basic deposits, basic withdrawals or spending in a checking account, and it just helps them keep track, you know, just like we suggest for adults. And when they deposit and they're keeping track of that balance, if they have a goal that they want to save for, you know, they can really watch that balance grow, especially if they're hitting those benchmarks that we talked about, or getting those rewards for the amount that they're depositing. I mean, that's just going to make that balance grow even faster. And it's just so exciting, you know. I think especially for a kid when they look at their account and they see, look how much it's grown, look how much I have now. It really helps them, I think, understand money, because I find it's hard for some kids to really understand how money works. They don't always understand where it's really coming from, you know, when you have a job and that you got to work every day and then you get this check and then you figure out how you're going to spend it. I think it's very different because of how children tend to get their money. And then, of course, many of them, it's hard to have a concept of how much things really cost and how quickly you can spend your money when you're wanting to buy something. So, but especially in relation to how much money that they may have, I think it can be difficult for them to really understand it. So being able to really track their own money in this way, I think it's really invaluable in helping them understand how money works. And of course, with a basic account, that makes it really easy. And like I said, the rewards, my goodness, that makes it so special too, right? And, you know, earning grades, having a direct reward. So, and of course, watching, like I said, their balances grow, I think it helps them feel like they want to work harder to save and watch that balance grow. And of course, you know, you can use this account for any type of income. And maybe your child gets money for their birthday and they can deposit that. Or maybe they do odd jobs for the family, or they get an allowance. Really any way that they are earning money, you know, this, like I said, gives them their own account to keep it. And again, it teaches them that hard work, you know, comes with rewards. You get rewarded for that. And let me tell you, it is so special seeing these kids come in to make a deposit or get a reward for a report card. There's such pride in that act, because I think because they know they've earned this, you know, and they've earned that feeling special and knowing that they've done this, you know, they deserve that bravo and that way to go. So it's such a special way to show them about money. And of course, what a great way to keep a gift that you've been given safe, right? I think even as adults, we can kind of relate to that, right? That pride of working and earning something of your own, and watching those balances grow, and know that, you know, you're being rewarded for the work that you've done. And I think teaching that to a child is a very, very special and important gift to give them, because it also helps them gain confidence as well, right? So while they're learning and growing, their confidence is going to grow as well. And of course, those limits and such, it keeps them a little, I'm going to say, safer with their money. Because with those spending limits, you know, they can't just go crazy and spend all their money in one day. You know, hopefully that helps them think more about the purchase they're going to make and really decide if they want it before they spend the money. So those limits can really be helpful. And again, the basic account is just much easier to manage while they grow and eventually get ready for that adult account. Which, speaking of being ready for that, when a minor turns 18, their account is going to automatically be converted to a regular savings or checking account, so nothing to worry about there. And just to make sure that you know this as well, these accounts are federally insured through the NCUA, just like a regular account is. So you're going to be safe there. So if you have a child that you're interested in opening an account for them, I highly recommend that you check these out. It's a really, really great way to get them started with their own account. And are you ready for my bonus tip today? I have a little bit of trivia for you. Did you know that money habits form by the age of 7? And that 57% of parents regret not talking to their kids earlier about money? It's hard. It can be hard because let's face it, how many of us were raised in households where money just wasn't talked about? How many of us learned our money habits and our skills from our parents though? How many of us found that a bit lacking as we got into the world? As I know, when I became an adult was when I could go back and ask questions and get some guidance. And it was a little easier at that point, I think, because I was an adult. So those conversations were a little easier to have. But I also did not live close to my family. So I wasn't able to sort of access my parents in the same way. So I know that there's information that it would have been helpful to know that before. And I guess there are times when I wish my parents would have been a little bit more forthcoming. And I wonder how many others are in that same situation. And at the end of the day, there's also the fact that many of us struggle with how to teach this. Or we simply don't know either. I mean, you don't know what you don't know, right? And if you don't feel confident, then how are you going to actually teach your kid? And look, I get it. It is a real struggle that I would say the vast majority of us have. So this is my tip. Get help where you need it. If you find classes you can take, do it. Look for classes for them. Look for opportunities to learn for yourself and also for your kids. I mean, we offer classes at First Pioneers throughout the year. You'll see different financial education classes that we offer. There are a lot of people that offer things like this. There are also some offered through schools and, local especially kids organizations. So take a look, see what you can find. And when you find those opportunities, take them, do them. Do them for yourself, do them for your child. And ask questions. You can't be afraid to ask questions. And I know what that's like. It's that feeling that you have. Am I gonna look stupid if I ask this? And you're not. I mean, no one's gonna think that. Back to my previous statement, you don't know what you don't know. You're not expected to be a financial expert, and things change and evolve, and it may just be something that you've never encountered. So No one's going to blame you for not knowing that. No one's going to judge you for not knowing that. And how are you going to know if you don't ask? And I promise y'all, there are people out there that are so willing to help. They're so willing to share their knowledge. You can come to us. We have financial counselors on staff at both of our branches, more than happy to sit down with you. Or find someone that you trust and ask them. The key here is to learn, grow, then be willing to talk to your kids. You know what? There may even be times where be willing to admit that you don't know, because you might be surprised how far admitting that you aren't perfect and you don't know everything can be helpful in relationships, especially with your children. It may help them see you a little differently. It could make you a little more approachable in their eyes when they go, you know what? Mom and Dad actually don't know everything, and maybe we can figure this out together. So I'm going to go ask them. Anyway, I'm going to digress on that one. My point is getting help and learning. It's going to help you, and it's also going to help your kids. And it's going to help them be more secure in their futures. And isn't that one of the things we're all looking for our kids? That wraps up another episode of Money Tips No One Told You. We hope you enjoyed the insights and tips shared today. If you have any questions, thoughts, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out. If you found value in today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us tailor future content to better serve you. There are several ways you can find us if you need further information or need to speak with a financial counselor. Visit us in person in Lafayette or New Iberia, Louisiana, or at firstpioneers.com to find out how to become a member of our family and find other financial information. Also, be sure and check out the show notes for important links and important information. Your financial journey is important to us, and we're here to support you every step of the way. We hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.